USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking action which is aimed at curbing police brutality. The order restricts discretionary Justice Department grants to departments that voluntarily adhere to standards, including a ban on chokeholds. The order would also encourage police agencies to share details about excessive force complaints in a new federal database,
so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next. That's a problem.
Democrats are complaining the order is too weak and doesn't go far enough. California Senator Kamala Harris.
The only way to meaningfully access police brutality is through comprehensive reforms, including reforms to hold bad officers accountable for misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As expected, Pacific Gas and Electric pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Amid reopenings after the worst of the pandemic, retail sales have rebounded. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Commerce Department says U.S. retail sales jumped by a record 17.7% from April to May, with spending partially rebounding after the coronavirus had shut down businesses and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Retail sales retracing some of the record-setting month-to-month plunges in March and April, but still the pandemic's damage to retail sales is severe. Purchases are still down by 6.1% from a year ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With coronavirus numbers fluctuating across the state, China is also facing new cases. USA Radio's Jesse Edwards has more.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.